Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Today, we're hosting webinar number 2, and this is intended for BC commercial wineries. This will be a detailed webinar which will explain the changes and timelines in onboarding to the new remittance model. My name is Anita Mlinar, and I'm a senior policy analyst and communications lead with the liquor distribution branch. I also have joining me Elena Perlova, finance director for wholesale, Carolina Moores, finance project lead, Scott Pittman, our business analyst, and PJ Jensen, senior project manager. For those of you who haven't joined us for a webinar before, just some quick housekeeping. As I mentioned earlier, this is webinar number 2 in regard to the new payment remittance model. Our previous webinar before that, held on November 9th, walked you through what the new model will look like and some of the high-level requirements, such as a pre-authorized payment agreement you will be required to enter into with the LDB. This is referred to for those slides and going forward as your PAD agreement or pre-authorized debit agreement with the LDB. This is how the amount due to the LDB will be collected under the new model. A copy of this agreement and the webinar slides, as well as an FAQ document, a checklist of the activities we suggest you take before the transition, a document outlining the new timelines, and email notifications you will receive, which we'll go over in the coming slides, and transition instructions, all these are going to be available on our website at www.bcldb.com under the Doing Business with the LDB section. Today, we will be going over walk through what the model looks like, changes that will affect your winery, how reporting and remittance will work, the email notifications you will receive from the LDB, and then some key dates and deadlines. We'll go through the upcoming slides for approximately 20 to 25 minutes, and then after the presentation, we'll have another 5 minutes to take questions. You will see a box on your screen where you can type in your questions, and your questions will pop up on our side here in order of when they were asked. You won't be able to see everyone else's questions, so there may be some silences between questions as we sort through and amalgamate any repetitive ones. So, as many of you may already know, in October 2016, LDB successfully transitioned small and mid-sized breweries to this new remittance model. The LDB has initiated a project to change the remittance process for BC commercial wineries and distilleries, known as the Private Distributors Remittance Project. The new model will apply to all BC commercial wineries. The intent of this new model is to help improve the cash flow for BC commercial wineries, and the purpose of this specific briefing is to provide you information and tools to transition to the new model smoothly. I will now hand it over to my colleague Carolina, and she will provide you with more detail regarding the new process.
Good morning, everyone. In the new payment remittance model, only markup plus GST plus container deposits recycling fees plus GST will be withdrawn out of your designated bank account. You will no longer have to remit the gross amount. You will no longer be required to deposit that gross amount into the LDB bank account. Once you are up to date on all your deposit and remittances, the LDB bank account will be closed. You will now be required to have a pre-authorized debit agreement. And this means that all sales after March 3rd, this is the date of the new transition model, will be under the new model. So I want to just take a moment and go through the current process. In the current model, the wineries report their direct delivery sales to the LDB using the Direct Web Sales Reporting Application, or DSWR as you may know it. On day one, the winery reports to the LDB their gross sales. Approximately 30 days later, the LDB reimburses the wineries the supplier cost or the duty paid cost, plus the applicable taxes and fees. Approximately 45 days later, if applicable, the LDB will reimburse the winery 7% commission on the wholesale price of the product and or the BCVQA markup reimbursement on those direct sales. Now let's talk the new model. In the new model, on day one, the winery will continue doing as they do today, and they will report your sales using the DSWR. However, 5 days after reporting, the LDB will withdraw the markup and applicable taxes and fees, less any VQA, markup reimbursement, and commission. This is a net effect of the new model. This is to help improve your cash flows, speed up the VQA and commission payment, and streamline our processes. Because there's changes to the new model, there will be some new payment remittance model changes. The gross sales amount, again, will no longer be deposited into the LDB bank account. Markup, container deposit, container recycling fees, and applicable taxes on those fees will be collected from your designated bank account. Commission, VQA reimbursement payment amounts will be applied against the amount owing to the LDB. The LDB will also be setting up a pre-authorized debit agreement, a PAD agreement, with each commercial winery prior to the transition. The amount due will be withdrawn from your bank account under the new PAD agreement. And again, as before, you will continue reporting your sales weekly using DSWR. Because we're transitioning over to the new model, there are some changes you might see. Specifically under the Direct Sales Web Reporting application, the following are some changes you will notice when you report through that system. One of the things you'll see is SKU restrictions. What this means is that those of you who use DSWR application to create documents, you will only be able to see a drop-down option showing all of your available SKUs registered under your store. For those who upload their batches using CSV format, you will continue to upload the same way. However, if your file upload has an invalid SKU, you will receive a delta error for those lines. You will need to fix the affected SKUs and only upload lines that were affected by the delta error. Another change you'll see is a quantity warning. LDB has implemented a quantity warning for the user. If you enter a quantity greater than 9999, the system will generate a warning message. We have done this to reduce errors on entry. Please make sure you review your final batches for the summary amount before submitting your batches to ensure accuracy. Another change you will see is duplicate invoices. This means invoices that are not unique to the store will not be processed in the system, meaning you can't use the same invoice twice. If you use 111 today, you can't use 111 tomorrow. For those who use DSWR application to create your documents, you will no longer be able to enter a duplicate invoice number. There will be an error message. For those who upload their batches using CSV format, you will continue to upload the same way. However, if your file upload has an invalid invoice number, you will receive a delta error for those lines. This is the same restriction or error message that will come up with your as you do for your SKU restrictions. You will need to fix those affected invoices and only upload lines that were affected by the delta error. Finally, there's also going to be the ability to nil report your sales. So if your store has no sales in any given week, you will now be able to directly report that using the DSWR application. Since we are moving to this new model, manufacturer agreements are also going to be changes. Some of the amendments to the agreement will be as follows. The new payment remittance model changes will include additions to the agreement, which state that you will be required a pre-authorized debit. Payment process method will change to show that the net amount will be withdrawn from your bank account instead of the gross amount being deposited into the LDB bank account. And there will be increased transparency for what actions the LDB can take on non-compliance. Some other changes you will see is that manufacturer on-site, off-site stores, we are changing in the agreement to allow wineries to transfer their product from the manufacturing facility to their on-site, off-site store on consignment. This means that you will report your sales only once the sale has been made to the counter customer. This sale will be reported as an MOS sale using the wholesale price. Now we're going to just discuss some of the new process timelines. On day one, when the winery submits their batch via DSWR, you will continue doing this as you do today. You will receive a batch control summary, which is produced in DSWR. On day two, this batch will be processed through the LDB system and will be validated and will be processed. By day three, the LDB will be sending the winery two emails. One will include an email for your cost detail for direct sales reporting, and the second email will be a PAD settlement notification. The LDB cost detail report will show you all of your costs associated or your duty paid costs, and the settlement notification will show the amount that will be withdrawn out of your bank account. 2 days after receiving the PAD settlement notification, the LDB will withdraw funds from your winery's pre-authorized bank account. This will happen on day five. At month end, we will also give you a statement that will summarize all of your transactions that have occurred during the month, so you can have a better understanding of what's been processed and allow you to reconcile better. So I just want to go through an example of all of the information that you have available for you. So as you do today, the LDB will continue to provide you a batch control summary from DSWR. This summarizes the sales reported in DSWR plus any returns you have done with a net amount of how much you owe the LDB. The second notification that you will receive, and this will be now on day three, will be the LDB cost detail for direct sales report. This will be an email sent, and you will have a CSV file attached to this email. This details all the sales and returns for your batches, which will include the cost of goods, commission payments if applicable, BCVQA markup if applicable, associated GST, and any container deposits and recycling back owed to you. On that very same day, on day three, you will also be getting a pre-authorized debit settlement notification. This just summarizes all of the transactions that you would have reported. So sales and returns of all of your packaged products sold, this you could get information from your batch summary, the cost of sales and return, commission payment, and VQA markup, which is all information available in your cost detail report. And the net amount of that will be the amount withdrawn out of your designated bank account. Once a month, you will also be receiving a statement of account. These will detail all of your payment activities and summarize all of the transactions over the month, which will assist you with your reconciliation. So what I wanted to go through now is just an example of how the calculations work. So in the current process, we have total sales reported in DSWR and deposited into the LDB bank account. For the first example, I'm going to use a non-VQA bottle. So let's start at the top. $7.32 is the total sales that you'll report which includes a container recycling fee, plus $37 in GST and 10 cents in container deposits, for a grand total of $7.79, which are the total sales that will be deposited into the LDB bank account. This is again the current process today. The LDB will then reimburse the winery the supplier cost and the commission. So first, the supplier cost will be $3.81, 19 cents for GST, for a total of $4. $4 is the amount that will be paid back to the winery 15 to 30 days after reported. Then, 51 cents and 3 cents of GST for a total of 54 cents will be a commission payment that will be made once a month to the winery. And that's paid on the wholesale price, for a grand total of a payment from the LDB to the winery of $4.54. Again, this is the current process today. So let's go through a calculation of what the new model will look like. In the new process, the winery will still report the sales, but will no longer have to deposit. So again, the sales will be reported using DSWOR, and the total amount that you'll report in your sales, which includes GST and container deposits, of $7.79. The same example is being used for this one as it was for the other one. The supplier cost, which will be payable by the LDB to the winery, plus any commission payments, will be a total of $4.54. This is the portion the winery will get to keep. In summary, $7.79 is the sales payable by the winery, and $4.54 is the total supplier cost payable by the LDB, for a net amount of $3.25. This amount will be withdrawn out of the winery's designated bank account. Now, I just wanted to go through a VQA example. So let's go through the current process. Again, the same numbers are going to be used as they were in the previous slides. $7.79 will be the total sales deposited into the LDB bank account and be reported using DSWOR, which includes the sales, the GST, and the container deposits. The LDB will reimburse the winery the supplier cost of $4, 15 to 30 days after reporting. In this example, this product is VQA, so the LDB will reimburse $3.39 for VQA reimbursement and 17 cents for GST, for a total amount of $3.56 of VQA reimbursement. This is paid once a month to the winery, for a total payment by the LDB to the manufacturer of $7.56. In the new model, again, the winery will report a total sales in DSWR of $7.79. The winery will just report it, but no longer have to deposit this amount. The supplier cost is $7.56, which includes the VQA reimbursement in it, and this is the portion that the winery gets to keep. The summary of this is that $7.79 is the total sales payable by the winery to the LDB, and $7.56 is the total supplier cost plus VQA commission rebate by the LDB to the winery, for a grand total of 23 cents. This will be the portion that the LDB will collect from the winery. This amount includes the container deposit and the container recycling fee, plus the GST on the container recycling fee. Now let's just discuss some very important key dates as part of the transition plan. If we take a look at the calendar under the current model, please make sure that you have your balances owing under the current model that are paid and reporting is up to date. The last batch date to be reported under the current model will be March 3rd. You have until March 5th to make your last submission date for that batch dated for March 3rd. Let's take a look at the future model. As of February 21st, your winery will be required to return an executed PAD agreement to the LDB. If we take a look at the dates between March 4th and 6th, during this period, batches cannot be submitted over these days. On March 7th will be the earliest submission date for batches to be reported and submitted under the new model. Transactions before March 4th will be dated for batch date of March 7th. You will be able to continue to create documents in DSWR during the blackout date. However, you will not be able to submit those batches. Now I'll pass it over to Anita, who will finish up the presentation.
Thank you, Carolina. Within the next couple of weeks, you will receive an information package that will include a list of suggested transition steps and information about all the documents described in this webinar. Information package will include the PAD agreement, which should be filled out and returned by February 21st of this year. And the date again for the new payment remittance model is March 4th of this year, of course. We will now go through any of the questions we have received from you about this program, and you will receive a summary of this information by email following the webinar, as well as a Q&A document next week. Information can be found on the LDB website under www.bcldb.com/doingbusinessLDB. And then if you have additional questions, please direct them to pd.settlement.support@bcldb.com. This concludes our webinar for today. We thank you for listening and have a good day. Thank you.